Evening, welcome to the Derby debrief from Rams TV live from Pride Park Stadium. Owen Bradley with former Derby defender Jake Buxton alongside this evening, here to bring you some reaction to a Derby win today, 3-0 over Leyton Orient. The Rams doing the double over the O's this season on a day that has seen Derby's fate swing back into their own hands. Their victory, combined with a defeat for Peterborough and a draw for Bolton against Portsmouth, means that with two games to go, Derby know that if they win their final two, they will win promotion. We'll maybe talk big picture a little bit later, but we'll get some reaction to the game first with Booker, who watched the game with us on Rams TV. Three set-piece goals, a very composed defensive performance. What stood out for you today?
Just think an all-round positive afternoon in terms of the performance, the result. We was a little bit worried going into the game with supporters after Wednesday night, but all that fear and worry has gone after that performance today. So, tremendous. The energy, I heard the gaffers interview on about the energy, the commitment from the boys, and it's shown throughout. With a real tenacity around us in pressing. We had the legs in the middle of the park and won some real good duels. And then our set plays were on the money. And to score three goals from set plays, unbelievable.
Well, a couple of notes about today. Derby set a new record for most points in a league season with the victory this afternoon, breaking the record set by Steve McLaren's side, the one that Bucko was part of back in 2013-14. And Paul Warne has his 50th win as Derby boss as well. Let's hear from him.
Good. Big win. We needed it. In fairness, we looked like we had more energy today than we did Wednesday, which is odd considering we played, 72 hours ago. But the fans must take a lot of credit for that. The place was bouncing. We started the game okay, it went well. In fairness, it was good because I loved the Bolton a losing song. That was good. Whoever started it on his own must have been thinking, come on, or her, come on, we need more people to sing it so everyone can hear it. So once about 3,000 got involved, it was good. But then I didn't hear a song for a while, so I was a bit traumatised then. So all in all, really pleased. We are obviously aware, because we watched the opposition, we knew if Sonny played, he'd be a threat on set pieces there. Every team's got a weakness, but we thought that might be one. So to score three is great, and obviously Hammy will be my employee of the week. So he'll get nothing apart from my praise and love. So, yeah, really good, and we could have scored more, and I don't really think Joe had a great deal to do, but until you get the third or second or third goal, it feels a bit like edgy as always. But a good win on a nice sunny day in front of a full house. So a really good Saturday for us.
Not to give too much credit to your first team coach, Matt Hampshire.
No, but I don't like to.
You often talk about the importance of set pieces, and we saw it today.
Yeah, and no one cares. I mean, I've watched a lot of football, obviously, as we all have. But, I watched Leeds didn't win at home. Leicester couldn't win at Plymouth last night. The teams at the top, it's difficult. It's difficult to create chances in professional football, it is. So if you're not creating it from open play and the opposition worked hard out of possession, obviously, then you can rely on a set-piece goal can win you it. So there's absolutely zero shame in that. And I did harp on a bit last season about the fact we didn't get enough goals from set-pieces. But the lads were good today. Every time the ball went in, they looked a real threat. And we've won the game today. I thought of... Well, obviously I would because I'm biased. I thought we were the better side. I thought we deserved to win. But to score off set pieces is good, and it just reinforces the message that we're trying to give to the lads all the time.
You seem to win the battles in the middle of the park as well. Does it all start there with that sort of intent and commitment?
Yeah, we just looked energetic, didn't we? So I said to the lads at half-time that you look really energetic and relentless. And I asked them to, go out as warriors today, really, and just really compete. And, as we always say to them, look, if the opposition are better than us, that's fair enough. But don't live in regret. You have to win your competitions. You have to win your scraps, your headers. And I thought, the three midfielders were excellent. Like, Tomo's done run around the world twice today. He was excellent, apart from that foul he gave. I mean, I can't believe he didn't get a red card for that. Disgusting. But apart from that, the three midfielders done well. And I said to the lads after the game, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the game changers because they're amazing players. But it's not very often where, in a game you're thinking, I don't really want to change anything. There was nothing really needed changing. Everyone was performing really well. I thought Sibs at wing-back was excellent again, as was Kane. The three centre-halves were really solid. The midfielders done well. And I thought Colo was unstoppable, really. And it's nice for us to have the option of, kicking it long and you win the first and you get the seconds. And obviously Nat was a constant threat. So it's nice not feeling like, well, I need to change stuff and we need to change the shape. We need to, it was a really comprehensive performance and it enabled us to put the players on later on. And, I wish I could put them all on, but not the case.
It's been a very good day for you with the results elsewhere as well. It's now back in your hands. How are you coping with the swings in momentum and emotion that happen at this time of the season?
Yes, obviously I'm in my 50s, so I've seen it a few times. You just got to roll with it, really. Like, if we'd have lost today and it would have been disappointed, I'd have still been, okay, well, the game's over now, there's no point crying about it. Why not just go to the next game? So I'm not saying that I came today, like, full of beans. I do understand the importance, but as do the lads. And you want them to play knowing the importance, but not too much. And I thought, like I said loads of times at Wickham, I felt like we played like it was too much. We need that goal. So it will obviously take swings. We haven't done anything. We haven't achieved anything. We just got a bit closer to where we want to be. So it's nice to have it back in our own hands. You know, obviously Peterborough's result as well is a boost. That sounds awful to Peterborough, but so good. So what I'll do is tonight or tomorrow, I'll watch Rams TV and you're talking about it with Bucko, because it's not Shawnee Barker, is it? So I'm looking forward to Bucko. And you'll say, I'll show you the league at the end, because you always say that. Well, yeah, I like that bit. So what I'll do is I'll watch my interview to make sure I haven't swear, so my mum doesn't tell me off. And then you'll go, oh, well, look at the table later on. I'll be like, oh, I can't wait. So I won't even look at it before I watch
Maybe
it.
Maybe we'll
you.
Show it at the start, just for you.
No, you won't, though. No, you won't. No. See, what are you lying for? You won't. And you'll edit all this out. And be like, I think I swore I talked. Anyway, so good day. Good day to be a Ram. Brilliant. Put us in a really good place. Two games left. But all it's done is put us in a really good place. We've still got to, you know, win two games. And the lads are in good place. No one got injured, which I've said never. So that's really good. And no one got sent off, which is good. Although Tomo probably deserved to.
We never edit your interviews. Thanks, Paul.
You know, you should do. They're long, aren't they? Thank you.
And there is Derby boss Paul Warne. And just for him, we're going to show you this a little earlier than scheduled. Results from today. The most important one, as far as Derby concerned, apart from the victory, of course, over Leighton Orient, is the draw between Bolton and Portsmouth at the Tough Sheet Stadium. 1-1 it finished. It means that Portsmouth didn't clinch either promotion or the title today. It also means that Derby's lead over Bolton goes back up to 4 points. Table to come. In fact, there it is. Derby's lead over Bolton back up to 4 points. 9 over Peterborough, who still have the games in hand. They were thrashed at Oxford United today. Oxford staying in the top six. Blackpool won as well. You wonder whether Lincoln and Stevenage have run out of steam. At the bottom, big win for Burton Albion, massive win for them. Port Vale led at half-time, but lost this afternoon, which means Burton go 3 points clear, and you wonder whether that will be enough to keep them in League One. So a couple of weekends remain and plenty of games as well. Back to today here at Pride Park, and Jake Buxton alongside talked about it there with Paul Warne, the importance of set pieces. It's something they talk about an awful lot. And all 3 goals for Derby today from set pieces.
Yeah, I see the work which is done daily, especially match day minus one with the first team. At times, my lads have to go down there and do a little bit of work, which is all beneficial for the lads I work with. But if we can help the first team at any point, we can. But the work what goes in is tremendous. And like I spoke upstairs about the delivery, if you've got players within the team who can put the ball in the right areas with venom, whipped in at a good pace, and then you've got players with the desire, which we had today, to go and put the ball in the back of the net, which was tremendous. And you could see from the game plan, the opponents weren't capable of defending the box, defending any sort of duels. And I thought we made them defend a lot today, which was tremendous.
And we saw the delivery being spot on for the first goal from Nathaniel Mendes-Lang, the second for Louis Sibley, and the third for Conor Hourihan. And what an afternoon for Sonny Bradley, who comes back into the side after 3 games out, suspended. Scores twice, faultless at the back as well.
Yeah, as I spoke earlier, there would have been a little bit of pressure on Sonny today coming back into the team. It's difficult when you've got sent off away at Northampton, and you'll feel like you've let the team down a little bit. So there'd have been a lot of pressure on Sonny coming back into the team and performing. And did he? I thought he was tremendous today. And the heart, the back three, dominating with his aerial duels and then being a menace on set plays. So to score 2 goals is tremendous, and I thought we played really well. I think the back three suited us. Anything which was asked of them aerially, and down the sides, Cashin and Nelson having to defend the box well and do some good defending out in wide areas. I thought we defended really well, and like I spoke upstairs about the wing backs helping out as well.
Everyone, I think, a little bit nervous at 2-0 because you just never know. The third goal sealed it from Sonny Bradley. But actually, when you look back on it now, were Derby ever put under that much pressure this afternoon?
You're disappointed in Leighton Orient's performance if you're the manager, but ultimately you're playing against the team what's out there. We were faultless. We made no mistakes. We got the basics right. We asked the opponents to defend, and ultimately they couldn't. And we played some good stuff, and we knocked the ball around. Second half at times, I thought the pitch was great as well. So it's an area which is improving as well, the pitch, so we can play some good football. So, yeah, I think it's a positive all round.
Let's bring you some more reaction from downstairs. We can hear from midfielder Liam Thompson.
A positive performance and a positive result, one that we needed from Wednesday. Just buzzing with the result and a much-needed win.
You seem to be a real catalyst for a lot of that performance. What was the instruction from the manager today?
I think just to have a reaction from Wednesday, and we knew they liked to play football, and we knew we had to be organised as a team, and we knew we'd get joy from set plays, which ultimately shown today, three goals. So I think it was just an all-round good team performance. Tactics were right, and a brilliant win.
We hear a lot from the staff about the importance of set pieces, and we certainly saw that, didn't we?
Yeah, definitely. They've been huge this season, and they bang on about it all the time, and it just shows you how important they are. You know, they can get you victories. The first goal from a set play, I think, was vital, and they said that, you know, if we nick a goal off a set play, you know, we'll be cruising, and it's shown, and obviously Hammy will be buzzing with that.
Yeah, employee of the week, as the manager's already said. First half in particular, every time the ball dropped in midfield, it seemed as though one of you or Rebo Adams or Corey Smith came out with the ball. How much did you enjoy playing with those two today?
Yeah, really enjoyed it. They're both top players. Ebu's everywhere, and he brings quality. And then Corey's sort of that calm head in there and constantly talking to you, and we was all landing on second balls, which proved important. I really enjoyed playing in there with them two, the top players.
Celebrations at the end, not subdued, but certainly controlled. Is there an understanding in that room that there's still a long way to go here with two games left?
Yeah, definitely. We've done nothing yet, ultimately. And we've got to continue to have that mindset. I think, you know, it's easy to get carried away at this stage in the season, but like I say, we've done nothing. So we've just got to focus on the next game, Cambridge, tough game. They're all going to be tough now. And just make sure we get 3 points, no matter how we do, make sure we get the 3 points and keep going.
You're up against a former teammate today in Jordan Brown. You seem to be following each other around for much of it. How was it seeing him today?
No, it was good. He's a great, great lad, Brownie is. A good player as well. He's been doing well there. And I was just in his shadow today, really, trying to make sure he don't get the ball, because you can get him ticking. He's a good player. So it was good to see him. Always good to see him.
That's Liam Thompson. That's just about all from us for now. If you want more reaction to today's game, it'll be on the website, dcfc.co.uk. And my thanks to Bucco for joining us this afternoon. It'd be brilliant to have him on Rams TV. We're back next Saturday. Another big game. Do join us for that if you can. For now, from me and the team, goodbye.